Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I'd like to share with you how to handle people's character flaw. I'd like to first let you know this. There's no man on earth that is without character deficiencies. No matter how good the person sounds, no matter how the work the person does, and how excellent he seems to be at his work, we cannot say that we have found any man that is without flaw or deficiencies in his character, including the man who stands on the pulpit on Sunday morning to preach to you about how you should be good and how you should be a good Christian. Please do not get the impression I'm saying the person is a hypocrite. I'm only saying that even though he's preaching to you and teaching you the way to live life, he is not without faults and he is not above mistakes. What happens is that the reality of people's character deficiencies become very glaring to us when we come close to them. Now, we encounter mortals with flaws at work, when we stand on queues in classes, family, and even church. Since everybody has character flaw, we cannot therefore decide not to associate with anybody so that we don't get the impact of their flaws. That's why I think it's important we learn how to handle people and their character deficiencies. I want to let you know this again. There is no human being that is without fault. If you are looking for that person, you may have to go to heaven and meet God. Why I have to say this is that so you stop expecting people to be without flaws or to be without fault, and so they will never have to offend you. That would be too much expectation from a human being who is not God. Because of that, I like you not to be surprised also when you encounter people and you find out that there are deficiencies in their character and they have one blunder they repeat almost all the time. What you should do is this: understand that people have mistakes and faults, have deficiencies in their character, which result in mistakes they make when they relate with you, which make them treat you the way you don't want, hurt you and offend you. Now, having understood that, I also like you to know that when you look at people from afar, you may not know these flaws. They may not be as glaring as it is when you get close to them. As a matter of fact, for many people, you will never find fault with their lifestyle, with their character, until you get close to them. I'm saying this so that you bear in mind that the man who is proposing to you, I'm not just talking about the man, I'm talking about the brother who is always preaching and is proposing to you. Don't think he's without any fault. He's without any fault because most times people will see in church and at that point he's preaching. And after that, you see him for counseling at the back of the church. Don't also think the man is without fault because most times when you see him at work. And when he comes to work, he comes with his best attitude and best lifestyle. Now, when you get close to people like that, sometimes you begin to realize that, oh, this is the way these guys are. I also like you to know that if there are people you know on social media, they write good stuff, you like them. Some others you don't even know. You know them because you read their books and they like the stuff they write and the way they do their work. The truth of the matter is that you may never know that they are hot-tempered until you stay close to them and see them get angry. When they write their books, write on social media, preach in church, come to work, they come to work not hot-tempered. They come to church with their best mind and the best attitude, and therefore they go about doing their works without some of their flaws becoming glaring. The point I'm making is that your proximity to people makes their flaws very glaring. It's at such point that they are able to hurt you, they're able to offend you, and you realize that, oh, these guys are actually not God. They are mortals with flaws and faults. Now, what happens is that a lot of times you cannot change people. Let me not say a lot of times, almost all the time you cannot change people. The best you can do is learn how to manage them with their character deficiencies. The best you can do is to learn how to tolerate them despite their flaws. The best you can do is to learn how to move on with them in your work, move on with them as you do business with them, move on with them as they remain your pastors despite their flaws, despite the deficiencies in their character. Let me also tell you this, it's not also correct to say, oh, I will avoid them and I will avoid people like that. Sometimes you try it and it works for you. But let me tell you again, when you avoid this person, you meet another person that has a flaw. Sometimes you keep meeting people that have similar flaws and deficiencies in their character. It's not all the time, but what about when you meet another person like that? Therefore, what you do is this: you learn how to adjust your life and learn how to adapt to them. I want to tell you this, there's nobody that likes to have such experience where people keep offending him because of their deficiencies in character. In fact, yesterday, I was talking with someone. Now, there's something he told me, say, I pray to God that I will never have to meet this set of people I have to meet. I laughed. You know why I laughed? Because me, I also said that prayer like a month or 2 months ago. Except that I've come to understand again that you never escape from certain people. And even when you run away from this particular person, maybe you run away from AGK, you will meet Ayakubu. Or when you run away from Yakubu, you will meet Ayola. All of them have that same character flaw. And each time you come in contact with them, you begin to have issues with them. This is not correct because you may find people like that in your workplace. This is not correct because you may have a pastor like that. This is not correct because you may have to do business with people like that. This is not also correct because you may have to be a husband, a wife, a father, or a son or daughter to people like that. Therefore, what you do is this. When you locate people's character flaw, what you do is not to run away from them or try to change them. Now, let me just tell you this, by the way. If you can change them, a round of applause for yourself. Kudos to you. But please, changing people a lot of times is a more difficult work that I'm not even sure if Jesus Christ really can change people like that. All those people that he came to rescue, that crucified him, he would have changed them. Now, I'm not trying to say he is limited in his power. What I'm trying to say in essence is that a lot of times that is not the way life is designed to be. That you just come and you change people, bam. The best you can do most times is to teach them, is to talk to them, is to change that thing that produces a bad lifestyle in them so that it ceases from producing such a bad lifestyle. For instance, if you find out there are people who backbite others, settle down and tell the person, this is the implication of your biting people as they back. It's a problem. Tell them what the implication is. When you find people whose character flaw is that they never keep to time, tell them the implication of not keeping to time. Tell them how they can start keeping to time. When you're able to do this, then you have changed them. But many times you may not be able to do that because if it's your boss who does not know how to talk to you in a respectful way, if it's your pastor who does not know that even though you are a church member but you have to collect money for your work, you may not be able to talk to these people directly and tell them this is what you are doing and this is how it's not good. So what do? You learn how to live with such people without having problems with them. And one of those things you do is to say, how do I manage this character flaw? When you find people who have character flaw, begin to ask yourself, how do I manage this matter where this person is just angry all the time and transfer his or her aggression to me? Ask yourself, what do I do at such points? One of the things you can do is to say, okay, fine. When next you begin to transfer aggression, I will just explain to myself, anyway, it's not my fault, it's aggression. And you keep quiet and ignore her. You see, when you understand that it's a flaw on her own part, it becomes a lot more easier to ignore her. Again, there is one important thing you should also bear in mind. Tolerance is a very powerful force and a very important thing you should take along with you in your relationship with people. You cannot always change people and they will not always behave the way you want. So the best you can do is this, tolerate them. Tolerating people does not mean you approve of their lifestyle. It means you have enough patience with them to allow them to change. Yes, that's what tolerance is. Tolerating people requires you understand that even though you are not perfect, therefore, since this person's flaw or fault is this, let me manage and endure while I try as much as possible to help them. And if you can help them by talking to them, helping them understand the flaws they have and how it's affecting other people, then it could be a good way of helping them even get better. Note this, if you have to talk to anybody, don't tell the person this is your flaw. Tell the person, I think this way you behave is not right. This is how it's affecting people. Don't talk to them as if you are commanding them, instructing them, or attacking them. If you can do this, I think to an extent it will help ensure you have peaceful relationship with people. The point I've made today is this. When we come close to people, their flaws and faults as not as becomes very glaring. At such point, sometimes we try to run away, but that's not the right thing. We try to change them, but that's not always successful. So what do? We tolerate them and help them make changes.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.